Are you drowning in an endless sea of emails, feeling like your day is consumed by managing your inbox? You are not alone. Today, we're diving into practical strategies to reclaim your time and take control of your email workflow. Stay tuned, as by the end of this episode, you will have a toolkit of strategies from mindset shifts to actionable techniques and automation that will transform how you handle your emails. I'll unpack all of this after the intro.
Welcome to Macpreneur, the show for seasoned solopreneurs looking to streamline their business on a Mac. Unlock the secrets to saving time and money with your host and technology mentor, Damien Schreurs.
Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 87 of the Macpreneur podcast. Whether it's your first time or your longtime listener, I appreciate that you carve out some time in your busy solopreneur schedule. I created Macpreneur to help you save time and money by streamlining how you run your business on your Mac. And one way to achieve that is by operating your Mac as efficiently as possible. And to help you, I've prepared a quiz. It's available at macpreneur.com/score, and it takes less than 2 minutes to complete. After answering a few questions revolving around the three killers of Mac productivity, you will receive personalized time-saving tips based on your results. Once again, visit macpreneur.com/score, S-C-O-R-E, and start boosting your efficiency today. As a busy solopreneur, managing a flurry of emails can be overwhelming, consuming precious time that could be better spent on your business and personal life. The constant influx of messages can lead to missed opportunities, stress, and decreased productivity. The good news is that you are at the right place, my Macpreneur friend, because the goal of this episode is to give you effective tips and strategies to take control of your inbox and reclaim your sanity. In today's episode, I will go over important mindset shifts, which I consider the foundation when it comes to email management, email techniques that have served me well and that you may not be familiar with, and finally, a few automation tools that will help you take care of the boring, repetitive stuff. So let's start with three mindset shifts. The first one is agency, the second one is urgency, and the third one is expectations. So what do I mean by agency? Just remember that as a solopreneur, you have total control of when and how often you check your email inbox. Now, at this point, you might think to yourself, but Damien, you don't understand. I need to deal with urgent emails all the time. So to me, an urgent matter is something that requires my attention within a couple of hours and is coming from someone or a company that I already have a relationship with. And so by this definition, an email from someone I don't know is never urgent. And most of the emails from my clients and suppliers are not urgent either. Why? Because email is not the best channel for urgent matters anyway, right? If a client of yours needs your help urgently, they have better means to reach you. Like they could try to call you or send you a text message or via other means like FaceTime, WhatsApp, Slack. And if we're talking about software renewals or a failed credit card transaction, you will usually have a few days and sometimes a few weeks notice before something truly catastrophic could happen. Which leads me to the third and last important mindset shift, which is setting proper expectations. This can be accomplished explicitly by clearly communicating when and how often you check your email inbox, as well as how your clients can contact you in case of urgency. You could mention this in your email signature or at the top of the contact form on your website, for instance. You can also implicitly set those expectations by scheduling the sending of your replies. This way, even if you happen to be in your inbox right when someone sends you a message, they won't start to expect an immediate response from you in the future. Once you've shifted your mindset when it comes to email management, the different email techniques that I'm about to give you will make a lot of sense. Even though you might already be familiar with some of them, it's always useful to revisit them from time to time. The techniques that I will cover in this episode are, First, treating your inbox like a physical mailbox. Second, using the Getting Things Done or GTD method to process incoming messages. Third, setting up the filing system that I introduced in episode 86. And fourth, leveraging the multiple inboxes feature of Gmail. So first technique, treat your email inbox like you would with a physical mailbox, regardless from the huge difference in volume and frequency. So the first thing is you should check your inbox a set number of times per day. The fewer the better, and I would say no more than 4 times. So it would be, for instance, early morning, before or after lunch, mid-afternoon, and end of workday. If you think about your physical mailbox, do you have a webcam monitoring the mailbox 24/7 and then a doorbell that rings every time that a new piece of snail mail is delivered there? No. So why would you leave your mail app open at all times and have notifications with badges and sound alerts every time there is a new piece of email? And the same way that with a physical mailbox, when you open it and you collect your mail, you don't just look at those pieces of mail and put them back into the mailbox, with an email inbox is the same. We need to take the habit of processing messages only once and never leave them or put them back in the inbox afterwards. Second technique, using the Getting Things Done or GTD approach from David Allen for processing the input. Now, if you haven't read David Allen's book yet, I can only encourage you to do so. It was initially published in 2001, but David Allen released an updated edition in 2015 to take into account the advancement of technology since the early 2000s. GTD goes way beyond managing emails. It's really a complete system to deal with any kind of input and to help you take back control of your goals, your projects, and your tasks. To keep this episode short and sweet, I will just focus on what can help us process incoming emails efficiently and effectively. So here's the GTD method or process. For every new message in your inbox, we go through a series of questions. The first one is this message actionable? And if it's not, then we have two options. Either we delete the message or we archive the message. And if it is actionable, then we ask ourselves what the next action is. Do we need to reply? Is it something that we need to read, like a newsletter? Do we need to file an attachment? Do we need to do something outside the email software, for instance, do some research or things like that? And there comes the 2-minute rule. It says that if something can be done in less than 2 minutes, we should do it now. We should do it immediately. And if we can't, then we should either defer the task or delegate the task. If you remember episode 81, we talked about text replacement capabilities, we talked about templates. These are tools and techniques that we can use to help us actually achieve that 2-minute rule. Now, also, it's not because we can do something in less than 2 minutes that we should set false expectations, right? Remember one of the mindsets. And so let's assume that you got a message and you need to reply and you realize, yeah, it will take me less than 2 minutes to reply to that message, but the message was received maybe an hour ago. Then it's best to schedule the sending of that message by, for instance, the end of the day or early morning of the next day. And just on a side note, the send later capabilities has been included now in the native mail applications since macOS 13 Ventura and iOS 16. And it's also available natively with Gmail on the web and in the mobile app. The third technique consists in building a simple yet effective filing system. Ask yourself this question: what would you do if you were receiving the same amount of snail mail as email messages? I guess that you'd buy a bigger mailbox. And secondly, you would prepare in advance partitions for packages, newspapers, magazines, advertisements, letters, and so on. And so with email, it's very similar. And then following the GTD process, there are actually two types of folder that we need to consider. One type is used for archival purposes, and the second one is for actionable messages. And so the next question is then, what should this email folder structure look like? Well, we've already tackled this question in episode 86, which was all about managing our business files. If you haven't listened to that one yet, just visit macpreneur.com/episode and the number 86. Like for file management, the archive folder structure should be as shallow as possible and then as deep as absolutely necessary. And I recommend reusing the same structure that you use for your professional file. So in my case, I reused admin, business dev, finance, and operations top-level folders. Now for actionable messages or messages that I would defer, I have created an at action folder with subfolders for the different types of actions. So I have a subfolder called follow-up, another one read, another one reply, another one to do. And so, for instance, if I get an email that requires a reply, but that I realize it will take me more than 2 minutes, what I will do is I will mark that email as unread, and then I will move it in the folder reply. And if I need to do some research, I will also create a task in Todoist, either for the same day or for the following day. And in the past, I used to keep emails unread in the inbox because if I move them in another folder, I would tend to forget about them. I don't know if it's your case as well, but that's totally me. But now I am using a neat feature of Gmail called multiple inboxes, which allows me to have up to 5 different search views visible alongside my main inbox. And to my knowledge, this capability is only available for the web version of Gmail, and also the reason why I'm not using Apple Mail or any desktop mail client on my Mac. And so if you're using Gmail and you haven't tried this yet, I highly recommend to give it a go. You just click on the cogwheel icon in the top right corner next to your Google account picture, and there you will see a section called Inbox Type. The last one is called Multiple Inboxes, and you just click on the Customize button. You will see 5 sections that are empty with 2 fields per section, a search query field and a name field. And so one of my search queries is the verb is, and then the colon symbol, and then at action dash reply. This is a search query that will only surface the emails that I've put in that folder. So in Gmail parlance, we also talk about labels, which have the label reply, which is inside the at action main folder or main label. And I've done the same with the follow-up emails and the to-do emails. And so these messages, even though they are not in my inbox anymore, they will still be visible alongside newly received messages that I haven't processed yet. So I won't forget about those emails that I've put into other subfolders. And best of all, you can choose whether these search queries appear above, below, or to the right of the main inbox. And once you have a proper filing system in place, it's time to explore ways to automate part of your email management. One way to do that is by leveraging rules or filters. Another way is with a service called Sanebox. And the last that I would like to mention today is Zapier. Okay, have you ever wondered how the post office is dealing with the thousands upon thousands of snail mail and packages that they receive every day? Of course, they have machines that sort everything out by size and that scan the destination postcode. Well, it's entirely possible to reproduce something similar with email messages too. It is called rules or filters, depending on your email provider, and they allow to automatically process messages as soon as they land in the inbox. This is perfect to archive and file messages that do not need actions or for which we have already decided the next action. So for instance, newsletters that you want to read with a rule or a filter, you could move that email immediately from the inbox into the to-read subfolder. I won't go into the details of how to do that because each email system is a bit different. However, I want to say a few words about the two types of rules or filters that you can set. The first type is local rules, and those only work on the device when the desktop mail app is active. And then the second type are web rules, which are processed by the email server almost immediately, and even when your email client is not running or when your Mac is shut down. And usually when you create a rule from a desktop application, what happens is that that rule will be a local rule. So my recommendation is to create your rules or your filters from the web, meaning you would visit iCloud.com, mail.google.com, or outlook.com, or outlook.office.com, and you would then create your rules over there via the settings or the cogwheel area. Now, in preparation for this episode, I had a look at the filters that I have created for my EasyTech account that is on Gmail. And at the time of recording, there are 214 of those filters handling emails on my behalf so that I can focus only on those that really need my attention. Next up, SaneBox. It's a service that I've been using since 2017 and that has helped me save more than 500 hours since then. So if you assume 10-hour days, that would mean 50 work days that I've saved in less than 7 years. That's a lot. Now, full disclosure, I am a SaneBox affiliate, meaning that I will get a commission at no cost to you if you sign up using a link that I will mention in a few minutes. The reason why I talk about SaneBox is that it's also using machine learning and artificial intelligence to clean up my inbox for me by setting aside the least important emails. Now, you remember the 214 filters that I have in Gmail? Well, this number would be way bigger if I was not using SaneBox. There are two main features that I use with this service. It's called @SaneLater and @SaneNews. Let's start with @SaneNews because it's easy to understand. Basically, all the newsletter emails that I receive get automatically filed into an @SaneNews folder. And what is nice is that if I look at that folder and I drag and drop a message from the @SaneNews folder back into the inbox, I just trained SaneBox so that for that newsletter specifically, the next time there is an issue that will land in my inbox, it will stay in my inbox. And vice versa, once I'm done with a particular email sequence, I just drag and drop the next email into the @SaneNews folder, and that's it. The @SaneLater folder is for emails that I eventually need to get around to, but I don't want to pollute the inbox with. It's a way to automatically triage my inbox on my behalf. Now, this one is a bit tricky because it requires me to peek at it once a day or every 2 days maximum to make sure that nothing important lands there. Now, I could dedicate one of the 5 sections of the multiple inboxes in Gmail, but at the moment, they are all taken with what I consider more important than that. However, since I'm continuously experimenting with stuff like that, and this is definitely something that I plan to evaluate in the near future, you too can experience the magic of SaneBox for free for 14 days using my affiliate link. Just visit macpreneur.com/SaneBox25 and you'll even get a $25 credit towards a SaneBox subscription. It worked with Gmail, of course, but also with iCloud, Office 365, and any email address. So visit macpreneur.com/SaneBox and the number 25 to start streamlining your email inbox today. Last but not least, Zapier. Sometimes the next action is something that needs to happen outside of the email app. For instance, saving a PDF invoice in the cloud storage of our choice. With Zapier, it's possible to configure a web automation that is triggered for new messages with attachment in a specific folder. and then it will upload the attachment to Google Drive, OneDrive, Dropbox, or any cloud storage system that is supported by Zapier. With a free Zapier account, you can configure simple Zaps, as they call it, if you want to rename the attachment or if you want to filter by attachment type, then you will need a paid Zapier account. It's perfect for Gmail and Office 365. However, there is no direct integration with iCloud Mail and iCloud Drive. It's still possible even if you have an iCloud address, but you would need to create a rule that would forward the email with attachments to a private Zapier email address to trigger an automation. Before the recap, there's one more thing that I would like to mention, and it's a few words of encouragement. Don't beat yourself up if you don't achieve inbox zero. Email management is one of the biggest struggles in my business, and it's also the last thing that I would delegate, unfortunately. And so this explains why I'm pushing myself to find ways to streamline it as much as possible and why, frankly speaking, I don't remember the last time I really truly achieved inbox zero. The thing is, as long as you reply within 24, 48 hours to important emails and you don't lose important emails, the rest matters much less. So to recap, you can free up valuable hours, reduce stress and overwhelm when dealing with emails. It all starts with remembering that you have agency, then redefining what is truly urgent and clearly setting expectations with your clients. We've explored four techniques: treating your inbox like a physical mailbox, using the GTD or getting things done method, setting up an effective filing system, and if you use Gmail, leveraging multiple inboxes. And finally, you've discovered three ways to automate email management. First, using rules and filters. Second, with Sandbox. And lastly, with Zapier. I hope this episode has given you some clarity. As usual, my advice is to pick the one thing that resonated the most with you and start implementing it before the next episode. And if you're not sure what to pick, feel free to book a free 30-minute Zoom call with me. We will quickly review your current situation and discuss possible strategies to help you streamline your business. For that, just visit macpreneur.com/Zoom, pick a slot, enter your contact details, and answer a few questions. Once again, visit macpreneur.com/Zoom, Z-O-O-M, today. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with a fellow solopreneur and tag me on Instagram. My handle is @macpreneurfm. So that's it for today. In the next episode, I will tackle a common tech issue that my clients face when running a solopreneur business, and it's keeping all the devices synchronized. If you've ever experienced synchronization issues in the past, you don't want to miss the next episode. And until next time, I'm Damien Schroes, wishing you a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Macpreneur podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, please leave a review and share it with a friend right now.